going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to just take a moment at the beginning of the show. If you pray, I'd like you to say a prayer for this 9-year-old girl who's on life support. She was shot the other day. There was a shooting, and she was an innocent bystander who was hit. It's a 9-year-old black girl. And the shooters were black. This is important because the KKK didn't shoot this little black girl. White supremacists didn't shoot this black girl. She was shot because of a selfish effing shootout between thug, punk-minded individuals who don't know how to settle an argument, who don't want to settle an argument. And let's not just hear this as a news story. Oh, 9-year-old girl's on life support. Yeah, let's say prayer. Okay, thoughts and prayers with her. Hope she does well. Hey, where do you want to go for dinner tonight? Let's just don't pass this off. I mean, this girl doesn't have a chance. I mean, I hope she makes it, but she didn't ask for this. She's freaking 9 years old. She's totally innocent. And so I mention race because with all of the talk that there is, and look, there is racism in America. I also want to remind you that this is not a reflection of all black citizens. Within the black community, and many in the black community, and they talk to me about this. They're frustrated too. They hate this as much as I do. They hate this as much as you do. So this is not an indictment of the African-American community. It's an indictment of that element of thug-minded individuals who have been taught that guns are the answer. It's not the fault of the gun. It's the fault of them. They have been taught that they're nothing without a gun. They have been taught to solve problems with guns. And this is what happens. And the likes of Sharpton, the likes of the civil rights leaders who care so much about the plight of the African-American citizen. They care so much about the plight of the African-American citizen. But they don't say a damn thing when blacks shoot each other and hit a 9-year-old girl. And they don't say anything about it because they can't make any money. They only make money, They only get power. They only get attention when it's white versus black or black versus white. I thought we were all human. And if we're all human, then this should matter to them. If they really cared about the African-American citizens in this country, they would be outraged at times like this, and it wouldn't be a white talk show host in New Orleans speaking out against this. It wouldn't just be me. It would be them too. And I just think that's tragically, tragically sad. And I remind you, in the upcoming mayoral race in October, if you're a black citizen of this city, don't vote for somebody just because of their skin color. Because there's a lot of history, a lot of precedent that indicates that they don't really care about you. They don't care about you. They're using you to get elected. They're making it seem as if they care more because their skin's black. But where are the black leaders in this city? Where are the blacks talking about this 9-year-old girl? I'm a white guy on the radio doing a talk show, and I'm the one talking about it. And I just think that's sad. So whether you're black or white, don't vote for somebody because of their skin color. Don't vote against somebody because of their skin color. Vote for the person that you think, put race aside, that you think is going to be the best person to lead us in this city. Because we've had some really pathetic leadership over the last 8 years. It's been horrible. And the woman who is leading us has been an African American. And she bragged about it, being an African American woman. She bragged about it. But I don't think history is going to look too kindly on the first African American female mayor of our city, because her leadership has been a disaster. So anyway, I mean, we got a lot to talk about today, and I didn't even know I was going to get into this deeply. I was going to mention it. But as I talked about it, I realized how sad it really is. Where are the leaders? Where's the mayor? You know why the mayor won't talk about this? Do you know why leaders don't talk about this? I'll tell you why they don't talk about it. They don't talk about it because they don't want to say anything negative about their own. This is not their own. This is not all black people. This is the thug-minded individuals who are killing blacks. They're killing blacks. They're wiping them off the face of the earth. They're shooting them day after day after day. They're wiping them out. And here's a 9-year-old girl on life support because of a damn shooting. Again, this wasn't the Klan. This wasn't white supremacist. This was within their own community. Where are the leaders talking about this? Where's the mayor? She's probably planning her next trip. She doesn't care. This is proof that just because you're black, you don't care about the black community. You don't automatically care about the black community because you're black. You don't automatically care about the white community because you're white. So I just think this is just really tragic. And who's talking about it? Who's making a big deal about this today? The white guy on the radio. It's sad. Where are the leaders? Where are they? Why is this more tragic to me than it is to the leaders? Why? Why hasn't, I haven't heard anybody come forward. Have I missed it? Has anybody come forward and I just missed it? Or are they just not talking about it because, oh well. Oh well? That's acceptable? I don't think so.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.